Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Good morning. I'm Randy Naughton at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. The new St. Louis County Crime Commission meets this morning in Clayton. County Executive Sam Page restored the group last month after six children were killed in St. Louis County this summer. The panel had not met in at least 40 years. The nine-member crime commission includes top county leaders and two area residents. Their goal is to reduce violent crime. General Motors and the UAW Workers Union have struck a tentative deal to end a nationwide strike, now in day 32. Union leaders from across the country will learn more about the proposal today, then rank-and-file members will vote on the plan. 4,500 GM workers in Wentzville are among those on the picket lines. Expect traffic this morning on I-64 westbound near Forest Park in West St. Louis. MoDOT has closed the left lane and shoulder between Kings Highway and Hampton. Land underneath the road is washing away. Workers are now investigating how to make repairs. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, today will start a warming trend with mostly sunny skies and afternoon highs popping back into the 60s. Friday looks a little bit breezy and warmer. High temperatures will jump back to near 70. The weekend looks mild with limited rainfall. Only a few spotty showers are possible on Saturday. Otherwise, it looks dry. Temperatures will be in the upper 60s on Saturday and warming into the 70s on Sunday.